Upon the throne, there is a reason why he created, there is a reason why he brought us to this place, brought us to this campus. We have no bother to check with him and find how much you have aligned to the purposes that is captured in his heart. You are about to graduate again, and then you join the job market in this Nigeria. You need to find God, you need to find God, or they will write the way they wrote about your grandfather, wrote about your father. That's the way they will write about you. Just as the way they wrote about men from the day of Adam. They said, this one lived 900 years. He married, begat children, and died. Another one married 800 years, married, begat children, and what? Died. Another one, that's how they will count you. You are merely existing. The framework of life has not been downloaded in your heart. So you live outside of the manual that is traveling from eternity. It was the Bible that said in the book of Jeremiah, he said, before you entered your mother's womb, I knew thee. The labor of a man upon the face of the earth is to try by all means to mirror the dimension that is captured about him from eternity. His capacity to mirror that here is a proof that is an alignment with his destiny. And such a man is a man that can die. That is a man that is powerful. When you appear, even if there is 1,000 people here, your destiny will shine, because the forces powering your living upon the face of the earth are eternal in scope. So there is nothing Satan, man, can do to stop you. Even if they finally gave you third class, it can't still stop such a man, because such a man is living from eternity into time. The fire of God will fall in this place. Amen. It seems as if there is a volcano of fire burning inside of me, and it is a sign that the seraphims have appeared. And when they come, one of the things they begin to do is to touch men with fire. Their heart will burn with the coals of the altar. I bring you a witness. I'm not just here to preach and teach.
You are doing well. God bless you.
Come, Jesus.
The scripture. So give me my book in the book of Ephesians chapter 2. So let me just give you a foundation in the scripture, so that when we fly, you will not fly like a balloon. You will fly like an aeroplane with direction. A balloon is carried by the weather. Huh? But an aeroplane is carried by the radar. So when you have substance inside of you, you navigate by the direction of the radar. For through him we both have access by one spirit unto the Father. These are the things that are only possible in Christ. I can't begin to tell you the impact of the fall upon man and humanity. And it's not just humanity, the whole of creation. Because creation was made in such a way that it answers to man. Are you with me now? So when man fell, everything that was meant to answer for him began to misbehave. Eh? All of them lost their operating manual. Eh? Things like mosquito. Mosquito is supposed to be singing for you so that you will be able to sleep. In the night, you will release the ruler bar for you in the night. Huh? When you want to sleep, he will release a new song for you. But today, now, if mosquito sings by 8 p.m., you can't sleep. You will begin to beat yourself. Why? Mosquito lost his manual when man fell. Have you eaten apple before? Eh? Was it sweet? That apple sweet has lost its manual. As sweet as it is not with the original manual that it's operating with. Eh? Imagine how apple was before the manual was lost. That is why the preacher came and told us that vanity of all vanity, all is vanity. Because in the center of everything that has now found its focus on God and in Christ is an emptiness, an innate incapacity to reach the end of God. Because for everything that God did or created, there is an end in view. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. But the creation that has lost this manner has lost the capacity to enter into the heart of the one that created. So it began just to function. Man began to function by itself. So they wake up and say, I want to have girlfriend. I want to do this one. That is such a man that has lost track of manual. And when you are in touch with manual, your operation will mirror heavenly dimension. You will live as a pilgrim upon the face of the earth. Such a man will receive the testimony of men of faith. According as it is written in the book of Hebrews, the Bible said that the world, this earth, was not worthy of them. Eh? Such are the men that we speak about. They live on this earth, but there is nothing of earth that can hold them. If you touch their suit, they leave it for you. The only thing that can motor and motivate them upon the face of the earth is just the burden and the desire of God. If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
Let's see the next verse. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers. Actually, Paul was talking to the Gentiles. You see, if you have studied the scripture a little, one of the things you will notice is that Paul had an extraordinary grace. His dimension of grace was tailored towards ministering to the Gentiles. In fact, at a certain point, he made a statement. He said that him who is mightily at work in Peter towards the circumcision is the one that is at work in me towards the uncircumcision. The one at work in Peter towards the Jews is the one also at work in me mightily towards what? The Gentiles. In fact, the basis of his revelation captured in the book of Ephesians, because theologians have called the book of Ephesians as the apex of Paul's revelatory ministry. It will mean that if you want to see the best of the writings of Paul, you might have to come to the book of Ephesians. By the time you get to chapter 3, from this chapter 2, Paul began to make a statement of authority. He began to show us the basis of his apostolic authority. He said that you might understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, that there is a purpose that is captured in the heart of God. You see, this scripture is a free-flowing scripture. If you just pick out that last verse, you will not be able to understand the heart of God. You will hang in limbo. But by the time you move from chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, 4, 5, and 6, and chapter 1 to 6, you can do it 2 hours. In fact, you can do it in 1 hour. As you will begin to understand the heart of God about the matter. Because by the time he came to chapter 3, when he has laid the foundation of showing them that there is a unification that took place at the death and resurrection of Jesus. And that unification was as a result of the fact that the Gentiles that were formerly given out to the God of this world has been brought here. Look at the scripture. The commonwealth of the kingdom of Zion, and they have become fellow citizens. This is only possible because they have found themselves where? In Christ. Suffer me in Christ.
In Christ.
Suffer me in Christ.
In Christ.
In Christ. So he said that you might understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. It became obvious that the purpose of God, the teachings of God that he has been teaching man from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation is the teaching about Christ and his kingdom. So any man that has found bearing in context with God is a man that has found his focus from Christ.
If your mockups cannot be traced to Christ, then you are a man that is out of alignment. If we trace everything you do, if we trace your studies in this campus, your days in this campus, your local cannot be traced to Christ, you are a man out of alignment. So when you are through, after many things you have been doing, you know, after many years, do you know the question they will ask you? They will say, Adam, where are you? And when God says, where are you? He is not in search of you. He knows you are in worry. The question is a question of purpose and identity. It will mean that there is a place that you are meant to find expression. And that location is the spirit. You are no more there. So he said, Adam, where are you? Meanwhile, the person asking where is the God of the whole world and he knows everything. So what is he trying to say? Where I left you, you are no more there. According as the scripture also said in the book of Luke chapter 18 verse 1, he said that for men ought always to pray and not to faint. And he spoke the parable concerning the woman. My emphasis is on verse 8, because the scripture said that when he that shall come will come, shall he find faith? That word faith is patience, in extension, endurance. Do you know what it means? It means that when he that will come will come, will he find you in the place that he sent you? There is a location you are supposed to be in, my brother. You are not supposed to be everywhere. And your manifestation is tied to that spirit location. It is from there that you bounce into time. And there is nothing in time that can stop you. All the altars in your family will trace you. They cannot find you. When I was doing youth service, there was a young man that used to pray with us those days in our night vigils. His name is Okechukwu. His father used to be a regional managing director of UBA. His both parents are rich. If you see him, he is at least three and a half times or more my size. But that is to show you that he is used to good things, the good life. But they set up dealt with them so much that he became nothing to write home about. So by the time he joined us in our prayer and began to pray, we prayed for some months. And then one of the uncles now met the father and said, where is Okechukwu? They told the uncle that Okechukwu is doing youth service at Ogun State. The uncle said, I said, where is Okechukwu? I want to ask my sister, is the uncle looking for a physical location? Do you know the thing? The man by priesthood has been dislocated from the lineage of his forefathers. So they went to trace him in the altar to send text message. They could not. It was saying, line not reachable. Line not reachable. I pray for you beyond line not reachable. Let it reach line switched off in the name of Jesus. Do you know why? That man has found his local in Christ. And Satan can't enter there. Witches can't enter there. Demons can't enter there. There are many things that can't enter there. Let me say something before we release some things in this place. There are 7 people here. God will release special grace in your life. 7. When it comes, you'll be begging God to stop. Somebody called me and said, please, I should pray to God that he should reduce this thing, that is too much. Augustine. Somebody is praying, God, reduce this thing, is too much. I can't sleep, I can't rest, I can't eat. He is on the road, he is praying, in the bedroom, he is praying, in the market, he is praying, in the everywhere, he is praying. People said he is already mad. I want to be mad for Jesus. Nobody normal is able to live the life of God. Nobody normal. They spoke about the apostles. They said, these men that turned the world was upside down. They have appeared here. They have appeared. That in case you don't know such a man, I think I'm one of them. I think. And I will infect you with that hunger. With that body, I will infect you. If you want to see if in your dreams an angel will come and slap you and say, what's up, my friend? men are dying and you are sleeping. You sleep by 10 and wake up by 6 and say, the day don't break. Nobody. That's how a man sleeps through the night. You don't see the chaos in the territory and in Nigeria. It doesn't bother you. Huh? It doesn't give you sleepless night. You wake up in the morning and eat. Who told you to eat? It is men without burden that eat before God whether they are allowed to eat. I want to ask you, in the manual of your destiny, is it written that you should be eating every day for 7 days? Where did you hear it? If you think I'm joking, take out one day and pray for 2 hours and ask God, should I be eating every day? I know the answer, but I won't tell you. Just try, pray. The answer you will get will even be worse than the one I'm telling you. Some of you, God will tell you, don't put food in your mouth for the next 3 months. Some people don't like this, my message.
I am Okabaya Atela.
The things I speak about, it was Paul that said, it seems as if God has made us the apostles first, a public spectacle of our message. The things I speak about is the things that I've lived for long. If you have fasted for a minimum of 200 days every year for 9 years, I think you have an opinion. You might not be the best, but you have retained capacity for an opinion on this matter of fasting. Don't you think so? I think so, if you are the one. Have you done that? And you are living your life. How have you been managing? Oh, but make us clap for this guy and a strong guy. Because a man that doesn't fast and pray is a man that is strong in himself. He's a man that is proud because he has found out a way to live this life without heavenly resources. And there is no way to lay hold on the resources to live this life except from God himself. And there is only one way to pipe down the resources to execute the destiny of God upon the life of a man. It is by priesthood. So a man that is not given to priesthood doesn't know the way to the city. He is in need of wisdom. He is moving up and down, thinking he is making progress. But when eternity begins to rage, his endeavors upon the face of the earth, his labors, they will say, men, 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 take care. Kubria, have a body. Even if it's 7 people, oh God, keep me in this meeting. 7 men that will move with wildfire in this campus. 7 men. 7 men, if I can find them. 7 men, such as I have. If I have something with God, 7 men. 7 men, and this campus and territory will not remain the same again. Between now and the next 3 years, a new order will be born, such that generations coming will stand upon it, and the name of the Lord will never be lost again. The tokens of God will be etched upon the foundation of this campus, such that any generation that comes will have no other option but to follow the way of Zion. Their journey from first year will be a journey to Horeb, the mount of God, where they appear, encounters will be littered everywhere, because men of the altar have passed through this campus and they have littered the whole landscape with altars, just like Jacob. Many of them will be moving, and the agenda is to view a path for themselves. But when they are there, they will stumble upon the altar that their grandfather Abraham raised for God. And when they put their head, a ladder will appear for them. I am the God of your father Isaac, of your father Abraham. I am the God. Such is the God that we talk about. Such is the encounter that God will bring upon the campus as a result of the fact that God is raising priests that have the capacity to enact altars. Altars have the capacity to perpetuate and immortalize the moves of God. Nobody can come and say God has not touched this campus. Some people, there are days we pass through campus and many of us decided to come to campus and follow other ways, but we stumbled upon altars. In those days, I was on my own and I found myself in a place called Bethlehem.
mountain in University of Nigeria. I didn't know that heavy men has passed through there. And many of them spent 3 weeks, 1 month on that mountain seeking God. And when they saw God, dimensions of God was even institutionalized in literal physical environments. Men like David Ogbeni, he said in those days he stayed 2 weeks on the mountain. And then after the school has started, he stays another 2 weeks. When he comes down, he is the God of the campus. Such men have left a mark. They have altars littered everywhere. So that any man that has a destiny implicated in the way of God cannot pass there and become a normal man. One or two of the altars that men that will leave this meeting will lay down will implicate such ones. They cannot escape without the touch of God. What is wrong with this thing? Somebody do something about it. Somebody quickly help me and do something. Help me and find out what is wrong quickly. Pray in the spirit for 1 minute as they restore it.
I'm Stumble upon the buildings of an accurate apostolic and prophetic ministry. It is not something that is choice. It is something that is foundational. It is not all but foundational. The generation will lose track of their prophetic blessing, will lose track of the purpose of God's administration if they do not encounter the ministry of an accurate prophet and a false prophet. Their foundation will be false. You can get born again and they will teach you about prosperity. Is it bad? No. But if it takes a correct ministry to bring men to the correct perspective, the context of prosperity in the kingdom, that will not be possible until a man has encountered this kind of things. That's not where I'm going. The next verse. In whom all the beauty came together, groweth unto a holy temple in God. And do you know what this scripture is saying? How many of you have seen the book of First Peter? I think First Peter chapter 2. The Bible said that here, like this room, it will mean that every believer that is born in Christ is seen as stone. And if you are a stone, that will mean that there is a building that God is constructing. Is it not true? Why is it that your shape in the spirit is a stone? A stone. And there is a kind of stone we speak about. It's a stone that is alive. That will mean that God, one, is building something. And whatever he's building is a building that is alive. That is why the scripture spoke about the buildings of God. I think in the book of Isaiah, he said, what house will you build for me? When heaven is my, and the earth is what? My footstool. He said, I have found a habitation in the heart of him that is meek and of a broken heart. Now, it will mean that there is no physical construction that has the capacity to capture the dimensions of God. It will mean also that there is something about the stones that men are, when they are brought into Christ, that they retain the capacity to capture and trap God's dimension. It is on the day that a man has trapped God's dimension that he has become a house of God. Because as far as God and a generation is concerned, that man has become a representation of the dimension of God. So men do not need to go to hell to ask where is God, or go to heaven and ask where is God. A man is standing in worry and is a representation of the dimension of God. And as long as he is there, God's token and memory will not be lost. On the day that Jesus was alive upon the face of the earth, the Bible said that in him dwelleth of the Godhead. What? Body. In those days, the apostle doesn't need to pray to anybody to find out the answer to anything. All they need to do is to go to Jesus and ask Jesus, what is this cruising? Cruising that this child is blind. And Jesus will tell them nothing, because as long as Jesus is concerned, as long as he's alive, as long as he's available, men don't need to go far. All they need to do is to meet you. In meeting you, will they meet God? If men meet you and they can't meet God, then you have not been able to become a house, a temple of the living God. God is still looking for house. And because until men can look and touch in your life in such a way that everything about God is demystified in your living, then we have not been able to house God. And I need to tell you, the fundamental desire of God is what I'm unveiling now. The next verse. In whom ye also are what? Builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. This scripture is, I know it is just few letters, but it's too big. It is so big that you can start analyzing it. It might take 6 months by those words. Look at what the scripture said. In whom ye also. So that means this is inclusive. There is first, watch. Are you with me, my sister? First of all, there is an individual work that God did in your life. There is, individually we are the houses of God. Watch. Are you with me? But the scripture now said, in whom ye also are built together. So beyond the specific buildings of God in our life as individuals, there is another corporate building that God is building. Are you with me? So a man that wants to be in touch with the correct posture of God's work from eternity to time has to have an understanding of both the individual work in his life and the corporate work of God. When you lose sight of the corporate work of God, you will be a stone that will not be properly used. Now, remember, the pattern of God's building, this building, his building, is such that was represented in the temple of Solomon. Have you cared to study about the building of that temple? How was it built? The Bible said that Solomon received a lot of love of materials that he needed to build it. And stones were brought from far and near, precious stones of different names and caliber. The Bible said that they took the stones to the quarry site. It was when they came to the quarry site, they began to work on the stones. Because when God begins to build, he builds with stones that are made ready. The Bible said by the time the stones came into the temple, there was no hammer, there was no chisel, that he said. That will mean that for every man that has found himself in Christ, there is a position that has been left vacant for you in the corporate building of God, that will take a certain formation in the spirit for you to eat in. You are not with me. That is why the Bible said it was Paul that was making a cry. He said, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again, that what will happen? Christ be formed in you. It will mean that there is a shape, a formation you need. Look at these blocks that are used to build here. You will notice that all of the blocks, even intrinsic and component parts of this structure, they are not the same shape, they are not the same size. Is it not true? The big one cannot replace the small one, as big as it is. Because to undervalue the small one will mean that there will be a space left open, vacant in the building. It will also mean that before we fitted this block, we went to the quarry site and looked at a block that is of the correct shape and dimension, that have become formation as a result of the breathings of Christ, such that he has retained the capacity to be fixed into the building of God in the corporate dimension, and there will be no space missing. The demons appear in eternity, and the space will be left, and you are the one that is supposed to be it. May it not be said that the buildings of God pertaining to the corporate and territorial church that is represented in this land, that God is building, and you are a stone that is meant to fit in a critical part of the building, and you are missing. You are missing. Probably you are a damsel here, and you are missing. Meanwhile, God has ordained that by a prophetic intercession, that when you kneel down on your knees, then heaven will come down. Many other people are praying, you know, but when you pray your own, revival will come. But you are still normal, you are still casual. You are a stone that is set out of the construction. Today, God will take us back to the place. And then form us. When he trains us, we become a certain kind of being. Forge in the crucibles and fires of the mortals. They are flames of the seraphims. When they forge a man, he becomes a different kind of man. The man that never is not the same one that appear. Just like Moses, when he appeared before Moses, he is not the same one that ran away into the wilderness. He has become a different man. I will be that man, and you will be that man. There is a place that is waiting for you. All you need is to get to the place. It was Isaiah that was prophesying for 6 chapters. But there is a layer of ministry that God has ordained for him. By the time he came to chapter 6, the Bible said the ministry came down from heaven. He received an encounter. The encounter of the throne room. The Bible said that when he appeared in the course of the altar, I instructed one of the angels, the seraphims, they took coals, they took it and tossed his lips. They said, your lips are used. You have been preaching, you have been doing ministry, but you are doing it with the lips that is unclean, a heart that is unclean, a body that can masturbate, that have boyfriends and girlfriends. But there is a fire And the guy will call you babe after and touch you up his cheeks. You don't have prayer. If you have prayer, they will not try it. Because what will be coming out from your eyes is the voice of the seraphim. You will tell a guy you need to accept Jesus as you are chatting with you. You will tell you, send me your new pictures. It is because you don't have prayer. That's why they ask us from you. When a man has prayer, when you shake his hands, he begins to tremble. The demons that is making him go wrong like that, they will shut out.
Bible spoke, he said, know ye not.
not that we are the temple of the Holy Ghost? It will mean, watch, are you with me? It will mean that from eternity past, God is looking for a house, a habitation. So the question of what is man can only be answered in that desire that is in the heart of God. So it will mean that what is man is answered in the fact that God is, man is the only being that have the capacity to give God a habitation. Because God cannot dwell in things made with hands. If you go back to the book of Ephesians, he said, we are builded together for him. We are builded together. So God is looking for a house, a place where he can tabernacle. Right? Maybe by tomorrow I'll open it for you. But for today, I want to bring down something. And then we pray. Because I've seen the angels of the Lord, they have positioned themselves. Now, the Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 12, and verse 1, he said there that I beseech you, therefore, why not show them? You might take it down that I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you was. I didn't hear you, that you was. As a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, this is your reasonable service. God's side, you know the problem. As you are now, you might not be able to sweep your house for 1 week. And you can live like that in your house. But even though God wants to live in your house, he cannot live in any kind of house. He said, I beseech you, therefore, there is a certain kind of house that God can give you. It was Jesus. The record of Jesus was given in the book of Hebrews chapter 10. He said, sacrifices and offerings are not God. But a house, a tabernacle. The greatest service that the man Jesus did for the Godhead upon the face of the earth is to provide for them a house that they can dwell upon it. It is a big construction. And the Bible is saying that there is a certain kind of house that God is looking for. It is a house that is pure. I want to look for a physical here that is willing for God to use them on another day. What happened to my mind suddenly? This type of people know that the way they are living, their life is not good. Even themselves are going to live in the same kind of house. Talk more of God. Even I'm talking about, you know yourself. I want to activate some people here in the next 5 minutes. So if you want God to use you in a different dimension, because God is looking for a house, and you cannot be in any house, there is nothing I can teach you here, and I can bring you to that is useful. When a house lacks the capacity to host God, because what a generation is looking for are men that have trapped dimensions of God, and you will lack the fundamental capacity to trap God when your house is not in order, when your house lacks the level of purity and mold and formation to trap the other. I want to pray with those people. Come and pray with me here. Come and pray with me here. I will come to 7. After 7, just stay. I will pray with you here. And the people that are coming out, I have a thing for you. Kneel down and cry to God. Pray to God. This is my house. You have to use me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. If you are not out, just stay. Don't worry. Let me pray with the people that is here. We don't beg people now. There is no time to beg people. Some of you will hear, in the next 7 years, you will reach, you came out here, in the next 5 years. Can you cry out, forget your neighbor now? Father, I ask you to look upon this world from heaven. I ask you, I join my faith with your faith. I join my prayer with your own. The prayer they cannot pray, they don't even know how to pray this prayer. But I ask you, go beyond your prayer and look upon their heart. Look upon their sincerity. Look upon their humility. Many of them became humble and appeared. I know you are a God that has respect. Brothers and sisters, something will happen here. Continue praying. Oh,
Jesus, children in the whole of this campus and this world, make sure they are here tomorrow. You cannot imagine what will happen here. There are seven prophetic intercessors here now. And the God will activate you on a higher plane. I think there's one thing on my head now. Listen, I can speak now. That anointing will come on you. It will come on you. You begin to function. You will know. You will know something has happened to you. You will know something has happened to you.
It's coming now. Wounds of fire. Wounds of fire. Wounds of fire.